He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the December the 13th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Hey, we've got a nice lift here this morning, and it's getting better as we speak here in the market today. Right now, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's the one you hear on the news most of the time. It's up 137 points. That puts it at 24,664. The S&P 500 is up almost 15 points right now. That puts it at 2,665. The NASDAQ is up 36 points. That's a half a percent, pretty much a half a percent across the board here. On the major indexes, the NASDAQ is now at 7,133. The Russell 2000 is down 4 points. We have crude oil down 43 cents to $50.72. Gold is down $4.30 this morning. Gold is at $1,245 per ounce. Silver's down 4 cents. We're at $14.80. On silver, the dollar is pretty much flat on the day, and interest rates pretty steady today. We're at 2.90%. However, we were at 2.85 here with this recent bond rally, and now that bond rally is starting to dissipate. It looks like interest rates are headed back up. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management down here in the edge of the world, they call it. We're at the edge of the country. We are broadcasting once again live from the shores of the historic Ashley River. It's plantation area. This is where a lot of the original plantations were, going back to the Revolutionary War, let alone the Civil War and all of that. We have a nice liftoff in the market today. Yesterday, I had 94 B-plus or better stocks. That's still a very low number. I usually have about 300 or 400. Still, the market is getting its sea legs. It's still recovering from a bout of the flu for about 6 or 7 weeks. Today I have 113 B-plus or better stocks. I was down to 35. I almost ran out totally in October. In addition to that, I have 138 A or better momentum stocks. So I have about 450 stocks to look at today. I have old favorites that I look at. I look at all my B-plus. I look at all the A or better momentum, trying to find something new. I still have about a 42% cash position right now. That cash level continues to go down. I bought two more stocks yesterday. I truly believe that the market has put in the bottom now from that sell-off that we've had, and I am back in buying mode. What am I looking for? Best stocks now. If you've been waiting for a pullback, I don't want to hear it. I'm waiting for a pullback. Well, we just had one. And stocks are a lot cheaper. In fact, on Friday, the forward PE of the S&P 500 hit 14.9. I can't remember the last time that it dipped below 15 times earnings. Stocks did fairly well yesterday. We were up 400 at one point in time. By the end of the day, we were up 150. We lost 250 towards the end of the day. There continues to be signs of progress being made in the U.S.-China trade relations. But yesterday, the market did surrender a lot of its gains in the last hour of the day. A lot of people selling into strength, I guess. And, of course, the headlines continue to roll. There's never any stop to that, the headlines. And this has been very much a headline-driven market recently. Where I really saw the strength yesterday and where I'm seeing it again today is in the technology sector. I saw a lot of strength in the semiconductor stocks yesterday. I saw a lot of strength in the consumer discretionary stocks yesterday. And we're finally starting to get some buying in these sectors that have had this big, big sell-off here to the tune of 10 to 15% in the month of October and most of November. The defense-oriented stocks, which everybody wanted in October and November, now nobody wants them, it would seem. Consumer staples were not very good yesterday. The REITs were not very good. Real estate stocks, not very good. Overseas, Prime Minister Theresa May won a no-confidence vote. She didn't lose that, so that's good. They didn't vote no-confidence. She won by a little bit, and that helped the British pound against the dollar. We had the bond market mostly lower, and that's continuing here today. You know what else I noticed yesterday? As a guy who was in the water yesterday from early in the morning till the evening yesterday, I noticed a lot of really good action in the Chinese stocks. That continues to be a very fertile place to cast a bait. And looking at some of the better Chinese stocks. Yesterday, for instance, QTT was up 7.5%. SOGO was up 3.2%. SOHU was up 6.5%. Baidu was up 2.7%, BILI up 3.4%, BITA up 5.1%, JD.com up 5.7%, UXIN up 27%. You see what I mean? A lot of really, really good activity in the Chinese stocks. I reported in my newsletter over the weekend that the forward PE for the Shanghai Composite right now is 10.5. S&P 500 is currently 14.9. The semiconductor index yesterday, the Philly SOX, they call it the SOX index, it was up 2.4% yesterday. I saw some nice action in the chip stocks starting about 3 weeks ago, and I've actually been adding a few chip stocks here and there to my portfolios. Well, the battle goes on between the U.S. and China. Now China has detained a second Canadian citizen. But the CFO that they arrested is out on bail anyways. She is the CFO of Huawei, and the fallout for Huawei is not good. A lot of big companies canceling orders with Huawei. They apparently violated the sanctions on Iran. So you have an escalating diplomatic row. Now Canadian businessman Michael Spavor is being investigated on suspicion of harming China's state security. Well, they would never do that to us, would they? No, they only would hack 500 million Starwood and Marriott guests days after Chinese authorities detained former Canadian diplomat Michael Kovrig. And, of course, that follows the news of the recent arrest of Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou in Vancouver on allegations of evading Iran sanctions. So you got a lot of that going on, and there is fallout for Huawei. SoftBank is replacing all of their Huawei equipment. No more new orders from Huawei. They're moving their equipment orders instead to Ericsson and Nokia, which are Scandinavian firms. So Huawei's got some trouble And that is part of the negotiations that are going on right now between the U.S. and China. Well, there are several firms out this morning upgrading the Chinese stocks. Which ones are they upgrading? Which Chinese stocks do I like right now? And what's China buying all of a sudden, showing a little bit of a thaw in the freeze? The big freeze out, the 10th Avenue freeze out between China and the U.S. Let's talk a little bit about China when we come back here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Decent rally going on in the market right now. Of course, we never know how it will end up in these extremely volatile times that we've had here recently in the market. There's a lot of commentary out here today. A lot of it on China, and I think I want to work my way through some of this because I find it pretty interesting. And I am observing a lot of the same movement amongst the Chinese stocks here. So we've got one big analyst out today, one big research firm, Mizuho, with a cloudy view surrounding long-term prospects of Chinese internet companies. Mizuho is banking on Alibaba and Baidu. Okay, Baidu is kind of the Google of China to deliver long-term success. Well, let's look at them under my microscope and see how they look currently. But here's what they have to say. Policy and macro headwinds make the picture hard to see, but in this defensive environment, we prefer names that are more resilient to economic slowdown and regulatory impact, or names with a turnaround potential overlooked by the street. That means Alibaba, which Mizuho is assuming at a buy with a $200 target price. Alibaba is currently trading at $153, so that's significant upside potential according to Mizuho. They also like Baidu. Let's look into Baidu here next. From the Best Stocks Now point of view, I can tell you that that's a good chart on Baidu. It's putting in a bottom. It hasn't started up yet. Alibaba has. Alibaba's a nice trend reversal from down to sideways and starting up over the last many months. That's a chart that Gunderson likes. Right now, Baidu is in that sideways kind of trend. Right now, I would personally like to see it start to turn up, start to break out of that sideways trend to the upside. Mizuho also starts coverage of Ctrip. Well, Ctrip is kind of the Priceline.com of China. That's a decent chart. We'll get into the fundamentals here in a minute. They also like Tencent Holdings. I can't argue with that. Looks to me like Tencent has reversed its downtrend. Look at a one-year chart of TCEHY. That is an absolute trend reversal from a downtrend to a sideways trend and now building a new uptrend. And they like JD a little bit here. JD.com has also, that's a very good chart on JD.com. All right, now let's look at them through the lens of the Best Stocks Now app and see what the app has to say. The app is something that I invented, beststocksnowapp.com, 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in there. Let's pull up Alibaba. It's in the consumer sector. Well, it's the Amazon of China. It's a Chinese Amazon, the market cap, $389 billion. It's a mega cap stock. I have it in a risk profile of conservative growth. Annual revenues, $37 billion. Price to sales, 12.7. Price to book, 8.1. All of this is in the app. It has a 1.7 beta. That means it's 70% more volatile than the S&P benchmark. Trades 23 million shares a day. No problem getting in and out. It is currently trading at Alibaba is currently trading at 153. It has a forward PE ratio. Now, this is an important number. Now we're getting into some very important fundamental numbers. It's trading at 19.8 times forward earnings. How is that calculated? Well, $151 stock price. This is as of yesterday. This is in the app with earnings estimates of $6.73 next year. Why do you look at next year's earnings? Because this year is over. It's over in 2 weeks. If you haven't noticed, we're out frantically, Christmas shopping. It's here, man. It's down to the wire almost. We turn the calendar on a new year here pretty soon. And in 2019, Alibaba is expected to make $6.73. So it's simple math. It's simple math. 151 divided by 673, it's trading at 19.87 times earnings, okay? Key number. That tells you the price tag. My wife was shopping in downtown Charleston. Charleston has a very nice shopping district on King Street. It's outdoors, it's Christmassy, it's like stepping back in time, it's gorgeous, all right? She saw a dress in the window. Guess what the forward P.E. ratio on that dress was? The price tag. It was like $2,000. Well, this Norwegian is never going to... maybe. I don't know. It'd have to really be a special occasion. But that was the forward P.E. That's the price tag. You know, that's the first thing. If I see something I like, Christmas shopping, the first thing I look at is the price. Well, who doesn't? Come on. You all look at the price. Come on. You notice how a lot of these department stores like to hide the price? I look all over for it, and I can't find the price. Finally, you have to ask a salesperson, you see. Therein lies their methodology. Let's get a salesperson involved to help you find the price. And then they say, oh, here it is, Mr. Gunderson. This coat is $1,275. It's on sale, half price today only. Well, okay, the forward P.E. on Baba, 19.87. Now we're going to look at, let's compare that with its growth rate. Does Alibaba trade at a discount to its growth rate, or does it trade at a premium to its growth rate? Well, Alibaba is expected to grow over the next 5 years at about 30% per year. And with a forward PE of 19.87, it's trading at a steep discount now to its forward PE ratio, to the growth rate. In fact, when we divide 19.87 into 31.2, the PEG ratio is 0.64. It's trading at a huge discount to its growth rate. Now, having said that, it's been trading at a big discount to its growth rate the whole way down from 211 to 135, and that's why I haven't bought it. That's why I don't buy on fundamentals alone. I wait until I see a nice, favorable chart. That downtrend has abated. It's been going sideways. It's as cheap as it's been in a long time, and it's starting to head up. Now we've got all four oars in the water paddling together. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. The tech rally is gone. 1 hour into the market, the tech rally is pretty much went up in smoke. And the Dow is still up 130 points. But the NASDAQ is only up 5 points right now. So gone just like that. Gone with the wind, as they say down here in the South. But having said that, I find some really good value. I wanted to mention to you, I didn't complete my discussion here of Alibaba. Alibaba is currently ranked number 66, Route 66, out of 4,990 in my database today. By contrast, 4 months ago, it was ranked number 2,700. It went through a nasty, nasty spill. And that's why you can't rely, in my book, you cannot rely on fundamentals alone. You also have to look at the relative strength, the momentum, and you have to look at it. How could you buy something blindly without even looking at how it's been doing over the last year? Is it in a downtrend? Is it in a sideways trend? Is it an uptrend, or is it in an ominous topping out trend? That's very important. I just think that that's the last little bit. That's the maraschino cherry on top of the hot fudge sundae that my mother so liked. She, her favorite thing was hot fudge sundaes from Baskin and Robbins. But that's the cherry on top. That's the final piece that has to be looked at before you actually pull the trigger on a buy or a sell. Trouble first shows up in the charts of stocks, and green shoots first show up in the charts of stocks. As I put together my 2019 tour of America, which I don't have finalized yet, we're still kind of waiting. Arizona's bouncing around. Now we think Arizona's in March, which is good because then I can catch some baseball games while I'm there. And then we'll schedule around that March trip to Arizona. We will definitely be in Sarasota a couple times this year, back in Minnesota, back in Atlanta, back in Dallas. We got to get up to Seattle. We're trying to get back on the air in Honolulu. I guess the station I was on was converted to a country western station. Someone called me from Honolulu saying, "Hey, Bill, I turned on your show this morning. It was some guy that lost his girlfriend and his dog and his pickup truck all in the same day." I said, "It wasn't me. I still got my dog and my pickup truck and my wife. You know, we're still," but I guess they've changed the format. So we're trying to find another station over there on the rock in Hawaii. But we do plan on getting back to all of our cities on the 2019 Gunder Tour. The Gunder Wonder Tour, and I do plan on teaching my methodology for technical analysis along with fundamentals, along with current state of the market, along with the momentum and relative strength issues that accompany markets, stocks, etc. And we also set up appointments during those tours where you can meet with our staff here at Gunderson Capital Management, one-on-one while we're in town. All right, Alibaba, number 66 out of 4,990. It is a stock that I currently own in my premier growth portfolio. I got back into it recently. Okay, let's just check out Baidu. Baidu is definitely one I want to look into right now. It's the Google of China. Baidu is a $62 billion company, about one-fifth the size of Alibaba. BIDU, large cap, risk profile, moderate. Annual revenue, $12.5 billion. It's currently trading at a forward P.E. ratio of 17, and its growth rate is estimated at 23% per year for the next 5 years. It is also trading at a discount to its growth rate. A big discount to its growth rate. The PEG ratio is 0.74. However, having said that, and this is why I combine if you were just a valuation guy only, you would say this is a screaming buy. Now let's look at the relative strength and the performance of Baidu. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered to investors 1% per year. It's a laggard. It's not a leader. It's a laggard. Over the last 3 years, Baidu has delivered minus 3.5% per year. It's gone backwards while the market has gone forwards. And over the last 12 months, Baidu's down 23%. Market is flat, basically, over the last 12 months. The performance grade for Baidu is a D. The value is an A+. Now, if you just believed in value and fundamentals alone, Baidu fits your criteria. It's extremely undervalued. The performance is terrible. And when I combine the performance with the value, I get a stock that comes in at number 1,311. And it hasn't cracked my top 300 in the last couple of years, all right? So Mizuho, who? They might like Baidu, who? I don't like Baidu because it doesn't have momentum or performance. It's got the valuation part of the equation, but the other important part of the equation for me is performance. All right, let's take another example here in the news. Let's take a look at Tencent Holdings here. Today is kind of China Day on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Tencent Holdings, they've had some issues this year. They make a lot of video games, and the Chinese government has decided to really censor video games, and they've banned a lot of. So they have some external issues right now that are one more factor. If there's not enough factors already to take into account before you buy stocks, there's outside factors like that. Okay, let's take a look at Tencent Holdings here in the Best Stocks Now app. In fact, somebody sent me an email. Bill, will you be buying Tencent Holdings back again? Well, okay, let's look at the app and see. Right now, Tencent Holdings is a $385 billion mega cap company. That's bigger than Bank of America. It's a big company. It's right up there with Alibaba. It's a mega cap. Annual revenues, big time revenues, forward PE 25, 5-year growth rate 32. 25 is less than 32. It is also trading at a discount to its growth rate. Peg ratio 0.78. It has some very good value going on for it right now. Now let's look at the performance side of the equation, which was missing in Baidu. Over the last 5 years, Tencent has delivered 28% per year to investors, while the market has delivered 8.4. It's not a laggard, it's a leader. Over the last 3 years, Tencent has delivered 28.5% per year, while the market's delivered 9%. And over the last 12 months, it's been pretty weak, as most Chinese stocks have been. But having said that, the performance grade is not that bad, and it has a very good valuation right now. And when I add those two together, Tencent Holdings is currently ranked number 25. You see how valuable the app is out of 4,990. Now, I'm here to tell you that there's no mechanical system that can pick winners in the market. The human brain, human eyeballs, nose, your gut comes into it too, definitely. My gut feel is this, you know, Tencent Holdings has all the right factors right now, and it is in an uptrend. Tencent Holdings would be a very strong candidate for a premier growth portfolio. Having said that, I do not own it at the current time, all right? Why not? Well, because there's gut feel, there's other senses, but I could very well own it in the next few weeks. We'll just have to take it a day at a time. All right, let's come back. We got a lot more to talk about here in the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment already. Boy, where did this hour go of the Best Stocks Now radio hour? The rally in the NASDAQ gone. The S&P 500 is now flat. The Dow hanging on to a 72-point gain. In fact, the NASDAQ has now gone negative. It's down 21 points. Like I say, it's not about where the market opens. It's about where the market closed. Now, we could still finish with a good rally today. One never knows. I would say today there's not a lot of headlines that are driving the market. I think the market is waiting for some good headlines out of China. That's what it seems to be rallying on these days. And I am still a firm believer that there will be a resolution, probably sooner rather than later. It would seem to me, just watching the two sides, that China in particular is anxious to get something done here fairly quickly. And right now we're looking at March 1st as a hard deadline. Hopefully we get something done before then. Now we got a couple of companies. We are at the end of earnings season. It's over. 98% of the companies have reported earnings in the S&P 500. The growth came in at 25% for the quarter. Phenomenal growth. Why isn't the market going up? Well, we've just been mentioning it. China has a lot to do with it. The Fed still plays into it a little bit. Worry about a recession. I did hear Alan Greenspan this morning on with Maria Bartiromo. Greenspan does not expect a recession next year. He does, however, forecast stagflation, which is an economy that's not growing and inflation that's increasing. And I know he's been on that stagflation kick for quite some time. It has not came to fruition yet, but it is one scenario. That's the scenario that he sees. He also continues to sound the trumpet the way the entitlements have to be addressed. Something has to give. That is the biggest factor creating the deficit every year. When we take in $3 trillion, we spend $4 trillion. 80% of that is money that has to be spent. It's entitlements. So that discretionary part of that spending is a very small percentage of the overall budget. Most of that budget is committed, and it's growing every year. And he has said many, many times that this is going to continue to eat into growth of our economy here in America. You know, that has always been called, you just don't touch it. You know, that's an untouchable, Medicare, Social Security, etc. But at the same time, it's suffocating the rest of the economy. Something has to happen. There doesn't seem to be any will on either side of the aisle, however, to address it. All right, today after the close, Adobe will report earnings. That's a big one. That will impact the tech sector after hours. It will impact the tech sector tomorrow. Adobe headquartered in San Jose, California, market cap of $121 billion. Adobe, one of the great large cap growth stocks in the market today. Adobe's been growing their earnings by 39% per year. What kind of guess would I have on whether they beat earnings, whether they meet earnings, or whether they exceed earnings or not exceed earnings, come up short? I have no more information than anybody else. The only thing I would say is it's been a very good stock over the years. It seems to me that very good stocks are more prone to producing good results. And it seems like very bad stocks are more prone to producing bad results. Look at how many quarters in a row IBM has reported bad results. And GE has reported bad results. So I think there's a slight chance, better than 50-50, that Adobe meets or exceeds their estimates. Then it's all about the guidance that they give going forward. Adobe could be down 20% tomorrow on a stinker of a report and a major downgrade. Adobe could be flat tomorrow if they come in with what the street expected. Adobe could be up 7 or 8% tomorrow if they come in and guide higher. Well, let's just look at Adobe over the years. One of the great large cap growth stocks in the entire market. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 27% per year. Compound annual returns to its investors, the market's delivered 12. Over the last 3 years, Adobe's delivered 40% per year. The market's delivered 9.4. Adobe is one of the great performing stocks in the entire market. It has a performance grade of A. On the valuation side of things, it's currently trading. I have it valued at $475. That gives it 90% upside potential. The value grade is A-. When I combine the peanut butter with the chocolate, otherwise known as the value with the momentum, I get a stock that's currently ranked number 67 overall. No guarantees going forward. It's been a tremendous performer for the last decade. They do report earnings after the close. That's what makes this business interesting. There's always something new every single day coming along in the market. It's not always good. Sometimes it's bad, but it's interesting as heck. It's my passion here managing money at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm not Olive Garden. I'm not Fidelity. No. I'm Gunderson Capital Management. I do things a little bit differently. I hate the asset allocation model. I despise it with a passion. They've dumbed down my industry to the dumbest level so that the dumbest guy can put forward an asset allocation spit out by Money Guide Pro software. And all of a sudden you're an asset manager. Well, you know what? I don't buy that. I really don't. And I don't buy the fact that IBM and Coca-Cola and Merck and Pfizer and Johnson and Procter and Gamble are the stocks of today. I prefer to really work and dig to find the best stocks now. And I also believe in market timing. We will enter into another bear market. And I don't believe in owning, being loaded with stocks in a recession. And I don't believe in owning bonds in a rising interest rate environment. So there, if you like what you hear, start with the newsletter. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.